Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park after a big Vikings win over the Chicago Bears. The big game against the Giants coming up, but we have some work to do before that. Let's answer some of your questions. The first one comes from Gary. With the big three being sidelined, do you think it's a blessing in disguise so others can gain experience? Well, let's get one thing straight. It's never a good thing to have players injured, especially players the caliber of Anthony Barr, Linval Joseph, and Harrison Smith. But there is no question some players have gained valuable experience playing in their place, including Edmund Robinson, a rookie, and Anthony Harris, a rookie. It's also been fun to watch Tom Johnson step up. But don't forget, starters have stepped up too while other starters have been down. How about the game Brian Robinson had against the Chicago Bears? Terrence Newman playing multiple positions, including safety. That's been a big boon for the Vikings as well. So yes, there are some positives to be gained from missing some starters, but hopefully those guys can get healthy and get back because we're a better team when they're in the lineup. Our next question comes from George. I feel Kyle Rudolph is an elite tight end and feel he is underused. Why isn't he a featured weapon? Well, George, let's remember the passing game has been a little bit inconsistent this season, but when the passing game has been good, so has Kyle Rudolph. Norv Turner and the offense has been featuring Kyle. Rudy is first on the team in receptions and touchdowns, tied with Stephon Diggs, and he's second in targets and yards. So Teddy Bridgewater is looking for and finding Kyle Rudolph with regularity. Hopefully that continues down the stretch. Charles in Tennessee has the next question. How valuable would you say Chad Greenway's leadership both on and off the field has been to this team? Well, I give Chad a lot of credit. Not only has he been producing on the field this season, he had a sack last week against the Chicago Bears, but he's also been a big-time leader in the locker room for what is otherwise a very young team. You have Chad Greenway, John Sullivan, Brian Robinson, Adrian Peterson, some of the veteran leaders in that locker room, but the rest of the guys are pretty young. I think Greenway deserves a lot of credit for being a great leader, but also for having a good season. Chris has the next question. How well is Anthony Harris playing? Well, Harris, an undrafted rookie free agent from the University of Virginia, now has two starts, and the Vikings defense has played very well in the two games in which Harris has started, so we have to give him a lot of credit for that. But Coach Zimmer has said that there are some things for the young rookie to clean up. So a good start for Anthony Harris, but still some work to do. Nicholas has the next question. I don't understand how the Seahawks just clinched the spot at 9-5, but the Vikings haven't at 9-5. Here's the key. It's the Atlanta Falcons. The Vikings did beat the Falcons, so they would hold a head-to-head tie-breaking advantage. But in a scenario where the Seahawks, Falcons, and Vikings all finish 9-7, the Vikings are the odd team out because of the strength of victory tiebreaker, which is the fourth step of the tie-breaking process in a three-team tie. It's very complicated, but here's the simple thing. If the Seahawks win this weekend, or if the Vikings win this weekend, or if the Falcons lose this weekend, the Vikings are in. Win and in. Our last question comes from Casey. Any chance the Vikings-Packers game gets flexed into the Sunday night game in Week 17? Definitely a chance. It's one of three games, I think, that are the likely candidates to be flexed into that Week 17 Sunday night game. The other two games, Philadelphia and New York, if the Eagles can win the NFC East or the Giants can win the NFC East with a victory, I think they could be the Sunday night game, two very big markets. Carolina might be going for an undefeated season. They could be a candidate to be flexed. And then the Vikings and Packers, that game could be for the NFC North, so that's a candidate to be flexed as well. Either way you slice it, lots of drama to go with 2 weeks to play in the NFL. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but please stay tuned to Vikings.com all week for a bunch of great content leading up to the Vikings and Giants game, including Terrence Newman wired. Our guys follow Terrence Newman around the field on Sunday against the Bears. You can go inside the helmet with the veteran defensive back. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six, so please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. On behalf of everyone here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, happy holidays and Merry Christmas.